crucifixion. I don't know whether or not that Jesus was still on the cross or not, but he was looking at a crucifixion. And this young boy made a comment to this minister. He said, I don't understand, praise God, why it was so important, praise God, that God will allow his own son to suffer the way that he suffered. This minister pondered on the question for just a short period of time, and he told his young boy, he said, it was not for the man, it was not for God's purpose, it was for man, sin of man's purpose, that God allowed his son to die on the cross. Hallelujah.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYT 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power, beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Welcome. This is Telling of His Goodness Ministry broadcast. I'm evangelist and author Brenda Randall. We are praying that this broadcast will uplift and inspire you as you tune into the message for today. The scripture reading is Psalms 27:13-14. Read, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
My God is good.
Thank you, Jesus. Hashakandadu. Natasha, every woman of God, He is holding us accountable for our children. He's holding us accountable for the women that we come in contact with. He's holding us accountable, every one of us as children of God. He's holding us accountable for how we walk in and out among them. How the example that we are setting to them. So we want you to know that God has commissioned you, because when He said, Jeremiah, consider the women, call them that they may come and that they take up a wheeling. Thank you, Jesus. Women, you've been commissioned to pray. You've been commissioned to live for Him. Even one thing that the enemy will try to do, he will come in and he will touch what's close to your heart. So he will touch your children, and your children will be acting like they never knew God. Your children will be out there stealing. Your children will be out there robbing. Your children will be out there selling drugs. Your children will be out there smoking. Your children will be the ones out there drinking. Because when He mess with our children, He wants them to do the worst thing that they ever could have thought about doing. But I'm here to let you know that if you stay on your knees, I'm here to let you know that if you say, Lord, bring them in. Lord, change that heart. Lord, you said that you are the one that take out a stony heart and you will put in a heart of flesh. And you can say, Lord, call them by name. I say, Daniel, come forth. I say, DeAndrea, come forth. I say, Anita, come forth. I said, Frida, come forth. Ah, yonder the Yosha, thank you, Jesus. And I began to pray for them. I began to go on my face and I began to call my children. And I want you to know that DeAndrea was living all the way in Alaska when the Lord started dealing with her. And I was on my face here in Houston and I was crying out for my children when our son was rebelling. When I would say, Lord, your word told the children to obey their parents, that their days would be long on the earth. And I say, Lord, he's acting out. And I know what your words say. I say, Lord, change his heart. Touch his mind. Change his heart. And God began to draw on him. He drawed on him. He ended up going into the army, getting away from the crowd. And I began to tell God, Lord, keep your hand of protection over him. Even though he's stationed over there, he's stationed over here. I said, Lord, put somebody in his path that will be able to tell him about the word of God. That will be able to tell him about you. And this is the prayer that if you can't reach your children, God has a hand. He said, my hand is not shortened that my eye cannot save. Neither is my ear heavy that I cannot hear. So you just stay on the wall. Stay on the wall. Stay on the wall and don't come down. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We have to realize that we have a mandate on us. God has already commissioned us. Over 2,000 years ago, God commissioned us when he told Jeremiah, Jeremiah, you call for those women that they may come. And I'm calling you today that you may come. You don't have to be here. You don't have to be here calling on Jesus. You don't have to be here, but you can be in your house. You can be driving your car on the way to work. You can be going wherever you're going, and you can begin to say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, touch so-and-so. God, in the name of Jesus, touch right now. Touch my brother. Touch my sister. And you can begin to ask God to dispatch his ministering angels that they will protect our children while off all hurt, harm, and danger. Allow them to get caught up and then a strong illusion come over their eyes that they forget about that they were raised in the church, that they forget about that God is the only true and living God. We're not saying that they get caught up. Women, you can sit down. But God has commissioned you. God is calling you that you remember it's no more I, but it's the Christ that lives down on the inside. That we begin to take up a whaling. And sometimes it might get uncomfortable, but you have to realize that anything that you want from God, the devil is not going to let you get it easy. And if we are going to get our GP, spiritual GP up, GPA up, and in order for you to get it up naturally, so what do you have to do? College students, elementary students, high school students, what do you have to do to get your GPA up? Shamar, Key Essence, did I hear you? Work hard, study, in order for us to have our spiritual GPA, in order for us to graduate magna cum laude, summa cum laude. We're in this for a graduation, mother. And in this graduation, get our spiritual GPA up. We want to hear him say, well done. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Well done. Well done. And you know what? You be meddling. Why you think the Lord said, told Jeremiah, consider the women? Why you think God said, consider the women? Let go. Women are persistent. We're going to ask you one time, tell you one time what we want. We're not going to stop. We're going to keep asking. We're going to keep telling. I want it. And just like we're doing in the natural, he want us to do that in the spirit. He want us to begin to seek God, to seek him. Another son just walked in the door. Praise the Lord. And you know what? I have one son, but I don't stop praying for all our sons. When he said, Mother Solomon, I call for all our sons. Pray for all our sons. Praise the Lord. And we have to get just like that. We cannot stop just praying for me, myself, and I. But we're going to have to begin to pray for our neighbors, pray for our church family. This is our family. When we say, everybody here is my family. And I thank God. And I want to say the legacy that we're leaving for our children is living holy. We're showing them by demonstrating our prayer life, our faith in him, and our steadfastness. The scripture tells us to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, that we know that our labor won't be in vain. It won't be in vain. But when I was laying on my face praying here in Houston, the Lord was working on our daughter in Alaska, stirring her in prayer, stirring her in the things of God, calling her, drawing her. And Alaska time is different than us. And we get a phone call in the middle of the night, Mother Newton, saying, I thought, and Pastor answered the phone, I thought something had happened. But she was on the phone crying, Mama, the Lord has called.